"Aren't you ashamed to stand up and read those poems?" my mom asked. I was about to give my first reading at the New Dominion Bookshop in downtown Charlottesville, but I'd only published the Book of Orgasms. What else could I read? "Don't you have any nature poetry or farm poems about horses or geese or dogs?" my mom asked. She was thinking of Mary Oliver. "If only," I thought. "But at least she's original," mom's friend Eleanor Taylor said in a conciliatory tone. "Most poets these days are terribly derivative, but you, Nin. How often have I heard, 'but you, Nin,' and the voice trails off. I still remember my first grade concert, the first time I was ever on stage, dressed up in a black velvet dress with a red silk sash and a matching hairband. My teeth were brushed and my hair was clean. My mother had even combed it herself and wiped the cat food off my fingers with a dishcloth and checked my shoes for cow manure. I remember blinking under the lights and thinking, 'This is my day. I can be a star. I wanted everyone to see and hear me. Me.' But I hadn't learned any of the words to the song, so I began shouting. I had bacon and eggs and grits for breakfast. Fa la 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 la. And my sister Julie is in the hospital. Fa la 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 la. With a hernia. We ate Melvin, my pet bull, for dinner last night. Fa la 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 la. I hate penmanship. I hate penmanship and ticks and turnips and Freddie Jones. Fa la la. And then suddenly, I looked out at the audience and noticed the shiny top of my dad's bald head in the third row, turning from pink to red to crimson and purple the way it did when he was so angry I knew he would spank me. 'I should beat you black and blue,' he always said when he picked me up and lay me on his lap. Whap! Whap! I felt a wave of hot terror rise up like lava, and my dress felt prickly and tight, and I started to sweat, and then I upchucked all over Marlene Leggett, the skinniest girl in class, who was standing in front of me. She was the daughter of Leggett's department store, that's how my father put it, where Mom bought new cloth napkins and placemats every spring, and once 2 pairs of pinchy patent leather shoes that my sister Louisa and I wore once. When we tried to return them, the salesman wouldn't take them back because she said we'd stretch them out with our fat little feet, and so we wore them every week to church. I was wearing them then, and when I looked down, they were covered in vomit, mostly egg chunks and bacon and OJ, fresh squeezed with little white seeds. The nurse who led Marlene and me off stage and into the girls' room and rinsed us in the sink and then sent us home early said she knew just what I ate. So did Marlene. She told my parents I must have had an ample breakfast and suggested they refrain from feeding me before the next concert. But Mom said not to worry. I wouldn't be in the next show. Neither my dad nor my mom said a word. No one spoke at dinner that night either, until my sister Sal said, "We sure heard you," and Weeza said, "We saw you upchuck too," and they all burst out laughing. But Mom insisted it wasn't so bad. Just think, we will always remember Nin's first concert. But if she'd sung the right words, no one would ever know she was up there today on that stage with all those pale little girls.